Today's episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Klass as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff to Blow Your Mind, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, my name is Robert Lamb, and this is The Monster Fact, a short-form series from Stuff to Blow Your Mind focusing in on mythical creatures, ideas, and monsters in time. The yokai tradition of Japan is rich with strange beings that range from the comical to the terrifying. And today's subject falls somewhere in the middle. Imagine, if you will, yourself alone in a graveyard or on the grounds of an abandoned temple. In the darkness, you glimpse something pale and bloated. It carries with it the rancid, unmistakable stench of death and decay. As it bumbles closer, you see it more clearly, a bloated, headless torso of ghastly flesh that walks about on two lumpy legs and flounders about with two lumpy arms. It is naked, and the folds of its fat seem to vaguely form the contours of a saggy face. This is the new Peppo. And despite its disturbing appearance, it is said to be quite harmless. It just wanders about, disturbing those who encounter it, but otherwise harming no one. As related in the excellent book Yokai Attack by Hiroko Yoda and Matt Ault, an 18th century tale recounts a new Peppo haunting at the castle of Shogun Tokugawa Ieyasu, who lived 1543 through 1616. According to the tale, the shogun demanded the creature be removed from the premises and released deep into the wilderness, where it wouldn't trouble human settlements or bother anyone again. Only afterwards did Tokugawa learn that the new Peppo's flesh was said to restore youth and health to anyone who consumed it. A frequent subject of yokai art and toys, new Peppo depictions often walk a thin line between the ghastly and the weirdly cute, which I think is one of its appeals. Its exact origin seems to be shrouded in mystery, though perhaps it is related to the word nuperi, a derogatory name for older women with too much makeup, as well as to its fellow yokai, noperabo, which appears to be an otherwise normal human figure without a face. I like the mystery, though. Is the new Peppo a walking accumulation of dead flesh? Some sort of shambling, amorphous grave slime? And why does it invite us to become the ghoul by devouring its life-giving meat? Tune in for additional episodes of The Monster Fact each week. As always, you can email us at contact@stufftoblowyourmind.com.
Stuff to Blow Your Mind is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Today's episode is brought to you by Visible. The future of wireless is here, and it's transparent. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 a month, every month, taxes and fees included. No hidden fees, no surprises, no, really.
What are you waiting for? Get with the times and switch to Visible at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.